T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Yeah, whatever.
It's appropriate.
Fine. Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm not focused on it right now, okay, guys? I'm busy.
Take me back to OTAs.
Oh, OTAs. What a time. What a time when could be something, could be nothing. What a time that was yesterday.
Ooh-wee. Orange jerseys. Remember that?
Oh, that was a great time yesterday. What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Hit the ID here, Marcos.
The Ticket is the home of every Miami Heat game. WAXY South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar, an Odyssey station.
Headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Let's hear from Kyle Lowry yesterday after the Heat loss. Here's what Low Dog had to say.
I'm out there. I got to play better in general, no matter what happens. It's a team game, and we're out there together. For me, just being in the right spots defensively and setting guys up offensively. I mean, if I'm out there, I got to play and play better. It's simple as that.
Yep. Well, he's been playing far from that with that busted hammy. How long has that hammy worked in the playoffs? Would you say it worked for like 4 minutes in game three?
Yeah. I mean, I get frustrated when I hear players say that, especially in a series. Because if you say that after every game, right? So last game, Jimmy said, you know what? I got to be better.
No excuses. Yep.
Right? But you can't recognize this during the course of a game? Like, I don't understand.
Are you asking that? Are you asking that of fans or are you asking that of them?
Of them. Like, at what point during that game did you realize, you know what? I got to play better.
Yeah.
You know, like saying that after the game, it doesn't matter. Then damage is done.
I mean, their entire closing group outside of Bam is hurt. I mean, PJ is dealing with something.
Yeah.
Kyle is dealing with the hamstring. Jimmy's got the knee. Tyler's out with the groin. I mean, that's their go-to lineup. That's the lineup that we envisioned and has been their closing lineup for most of the year.
But all year they've said next man up.
Yeah. Well, like, you know what? Like, what happens when you run out of men?
Well, you haven't. You haven't. Like they've this team was built for situations like this. Guys banged up.
Leroy, nobody's built for a situation of four of their five of the closing lineup being hurt.
I understand that. But they're playing. And so they're not like Tyler Hero. And the other thing is that we've all talked about these guys on the bench that have had their moments that have been able to come in and contribute. And so, like, yeah, no excuses to me means no excuses, right? It doesn't mean no convenient excuses or only use the ones that soften the blow.
No, listen, no excuses is just a psychotic thing Eric Spoelstra says. Listen, if I was head coach, I'd take all the excuses.
Right. No, of course you would.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Let me tell you something.
You want to do a press conference last night?
When little Tommy gets older and you start coaching him, right? The most incredible thing is we're going to have this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come in. How did Tommy do?
Not you a true loss.
I did a great job. I put him in position. Can't help it if the kids aren't good enough.
Yeah, that's true.
That's you. Like you were like it, but. I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm always going to be a little more sympathetic to a guy playing hurt simply because, you know, in sports now, you don't really get credit for it. We don't know how hurt these guys are. But one of the indications of having lower body problems with basketball is every shot comes up short.
The thing with this team is, and that's why I thought like everybody was saying blow it up last night on Twitter, which is how Twitter is. I get it. But I'm like, if you guys don't, are you guys looking at a Heat team that you truly think is not good enough? Like, if the Heat were at full strength, and I know Boston's dealing with their own stuff, but Jason Tatum's not hurt. Like, let's be real about it. There's a difference between Marcus Smart and Robert Williams being banged up and Jimmy Butler. And Jason Tatum being banged up. Yeah. That's what the Heat are dealing with. The Heat are dealing with their best player. Jimmy Butler went from the best player in the playoffs in game one to, you know, as pedestrian as it gets, just a guy right now. That's all he is.
Right.
And if you think that's just Boston's ferocious defense.
No, it's not. It's not defense. It's not defense. They're missing shots. Missing shots that they normally make in their sleep. And I'm not even talking about threes. I mean, Jimmy had a couple of pull-up mid-range and it wasn't even close.
He's got nothing left. He airballed. He rose up so high on one. He literally line-drived it over the basket because he just doesn't know where his shot is anymore. He's got nothing in his legs. He has no feel for it because his knee's messed up. So, I don't know. But Marcos, let's do a press conference if Tobin was Heat coach. Would you mind just asking me a question about what happened out there last night?
Coach, what did you think happened last night? What did you see out there? What exactly do you think occurred on the floor?
That's not the way to ask questions.
I'm trying to do my...
Let me ask a question.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, Coach Tobin, where did it go wrong?
Well, listen, where did it go wrong, I would say, started before tip-off. You know, we're not healthy. This is a team that has... been living in the trainer's room right now, and we don't have witchcraft, so what do you expect me to do? Hocus pocus, Jimmy's knee is better? Not a true loss. You know, it's appropriate we're taking on a team called the Celtics, and their mascot is a leprechaun, because you want to talk about lucky. They are lucky that Jimmy Bucket's knee doesn't work right now. And Kyle Lowry's hamstring busted up. PJ Tucker's knee, we have to put it in a tube at every practice. Tyler Hero's groin isn't working. Do you have a groin to give him? I don't have a groin to give him. So listen, I could sit here like Peter Pan and say, no excuses. We go through it all, but let's be honest about it. I mean, they're taking on a broken, wounded animal right now, and they're getting lucky. That's it. Not a true loss. We'll bounce back. We have enough.
Can I just say this? you would torch the guy who said that. Torch him.
No.
You what? Oh my goodness.
You know what I always say is the best policy.
Hey, no, 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 no. What I would ask of you is, don't lie to these people. If a coach said that, that coached the team that the Heat played and beat, you would come in today going, uh-oh, let's go to the WEI and hear the old excuse machine. And now you're doing it?
That's what I would do if I was coach. That's how we're supposed to roll. You know, he's no excuses.
I like how you call them lucky. Like, I feel like you taking a shot at them will fire me up.
Yeah, they are lucky. Let's not yeah, mince words they here. Are. They're lucky. They're lucky they're at where they're at right now. They're taking on a broken team. Look, luck comes along the way. Did the Heat get a little bit lucky with Joel Embiid getting hurt? Maybe. I mean, they have a fat bum.
I'm glad you acknowledge that.
But here's the counterpoint. They have James Harden, so fat bum's going to fat bum. So you're going to have a healthy Joel Embiid. They were going to blow that thing. Don't worry about it. I know. James Harden sucks. So good for them. You get a little bit of luck. All of a sudden, the best player in the playoffs is out there, and he looks like Jermaine O'Neal on the Heat. So it's great. But no excuses, dude. All right? That's our exposure. That's me. That's me. That's Coach Tobes. Coach Spo, this is him. No excuses.
Spo, you mentioned several times the last few days at this stage in a series, everybody's dealing with something. Specific to Jimmy, how much do you think his knee issue is impacting the way he's been able to play in these last couple games?
We're not making excuses for anything. We're not deflecting anything. We're not making excuses for it. We lost the game today. We had a tough loss in Boston. We're still alive. We got an opportunity to play in front of a great crowd. And an opportunity, you know, to make a memory that you'll remember for a long time. That's all we're thinking about right now. And we have the kind of Warriors that are going to tape up, brace up, do whatever we got to do to get ready for the next one and just embrace and enjoy that competition.
Wow. This is, dude, I got to tell you something. This Eric Spoelstra, he may be crazy and makes no sense, but man, he gives me the goosies.
Yeah, he's really making me feel better about this.
Goosies. Are you saying he makes no sense?
What? No, he makes no
you
sense.
You just used peanut butter and crackers as an analogy.
Yeah, but like he's saying, we got to make a memory. Like, what? What is he talking about?
Was it, so all of a sudden, the Heat games are on Hallmark Channel?
Yeah, like what is he, stepping into one of those photo booths? He's giving rabbit ears to Jimmy Butler? Make a memory. Tell you what, I'd like to be a memory. These injuries. Oh, he does give me the goosies. I'm not going to lie.
You are a piece of work.
How am I a piece of work? I'm not giving up, dude. Heat in seven. Let me tell you something. They're winning this series. These Boston Celtics have been lucky.
Yeah.
Someone's taking a trip to the strip mall today. I know what's up.
I don't even think that's how the strip mall works.
Oh, that's how it works, dude. That's how it works.
Really? You don't just go get new body parts.
They'll find out.
By the way, for your information, you cannot go to the strip mall for muscle injury.
You sure?
Positive.
Can't put some Fix-A-Flat in it.
When you get a shot, when you get a shot of, you know, they do cortisone and painkiller, right? The spot that you have the injury can only be about yay big.
Oof.
They can't shoot it into your whole. That's why usually it's joint. It's, you know, a joint or something like that. If a muscle's too big, you can't do anything about it. So there won't be a lot of visits to the strip mall, even if they could. Just FYI.
We'll figure it out. No excuses.
No excuses. Well, no, he don't. There's none left. You use them all.
Well, that's me. Coach Tobes and Coach Spo are not the same animal. All right.
Coach Tobes. He hates Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
If you were the coach of the Heat, would you be doing the old Van Gundy sweating?
No, I don't think so.
What?
I don't think
dude,
so.
Dude, your nerves are terrible.
Nah, I think I would be like making fun of the opponent. I'd get a lot of technicals. Woo! A lot. How many are you allowed? Two? I'm going to have to tell Chris Quinn to yell at some people. Chris Quinn will get kicked out on my behalf.
So basically, you're looking down down at the coaches, and you're trying to figure out who only has one technical, and then you have them go ahead on and get this tech. Go get this tech for me.
Yeah. Karan, get this tech for me.
Karan. Oh, man. Look, all the analysis we can give is great.
Yep.
All the comments, but the fact still remains is if you don't hit an open shot in this league, you ain't going to win. Simple as that. It's the simplest thing to go about. If they shoot average, they could have won the last two games.
I agree.
So, I don't know what you do between now and tomorrow to make shots other than you just keep taking the same shots.
I have an idea.
Oh, boy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with Jan 790 The Ticket.
Leroy, was that a... is that a blankie? You had your blankie on the couch?
He's a child.
Okay.
Really?
This is escalating.
You heard me.
Says the guy whose favorite food is churros.
Not my favorite food, but probably a top three dessert.
Pretty good.
For sure.
Pretty good.
I would go ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay. Key lime pie.
Well.
Churro.
Nope.
Yep. You know what I had at the last at this this Cajachina I went to this weekend.
Oh, I saw that. That looked
good. I had a flan cheesecake.
Oh,
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Flan is like sponge.
Hear me out.
Don't disappoint me, dude.
Nice try. It's still flan.
Oh god. Sucks.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
No, it sucks, guys.
You can't just piggyback off of cheesecake on any combination and think it's going to be good.
Although, key lime pie cheesecake is delicious.
Oh yeah. Well,
here's the
problem. Like, you have two superpowers joining together.
Hey, you know what Cheesecake Factory does now?
What do they do?
Remember, you used to get this big old giant piece of cheesecake for $17.
Yeah.
Now they put a layer of cake in it.
No.
Yes.
No. They're fluffing the cheesecake?
Yes.
No.
So it's the same size, but there's a little layer of cake.
No.
I promise you.
No, that had to just be for like one that you got. Nope. You got the wrong kind.
Nope. Dude, I'm telling you.
Are you telling me right now that they are basically doing the equivalent of filling their cups with ice?
Yes.
To give you less cheesecake.
Yes, but it looks the same size.
We need to investigate.
The only cheesecake that is all cheesecake is plain.
No.
Yes, dude.
I don't believe you.
I quit going there. I got hoodwinked, bamboozled. We didn't fall on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock fell on us.
Wow.
Here's Kyle Lowry. So Kyle Lowry in game five, 0 points, zero assists, 0 for 6 from the floor, five of those from downtown. He played 25 minutes, five fouls yesterday.
Ooh, he got his hacking in.
Three turnovers.
You know what I could tell Kyle ain't right? Hardly no complaining.
That's funny.
When he got energy, oh, he's in the ear of the official the whole game.
That's true.
No complaining.
He kind of just like accepted it.
He got five fouls and there was no complaints after one foul. None.
I mean, look, it is a concern because he was supposed to be your big addition. And he was supposed to be your true point guard.
He hasn't been available.
But hold on. He hasn't been available for basically the whole playoffs. He's 37, makes $30 million a year. It's an issue. Like, this is not just an issue for the rest of the playoffs because I don't see this hamstring getting any better once the Miami Heat extend this to the NBA Finals. And I don't see this getting any better next year. Because why would a 38-year-old's hamstring get all the way better? I mean, look at James Harden's hamstring. He's 31.
Yeah, but his hamstring got liquor in it.
Yeah. It's a lot, a lot more ham.
Yeah. Here's more ham than string.
Yeah, for sure.
You want a stat?
Yes. No, all the stats are terrible.
Hurt me. Yes.
Barry Jackson, here's a nipple twist for you.
Okay.
Max Strus and Kyle Lowry combined for 1-for-28 the past two games. Their 0-for-15 tonight was the worst 0-for-something by a starting backcourt in a playoff game since the NBA started recording things of this nature in 1970. He says that is per ESPN.
Well, Jesus Christ. I got a stat worse than that.
Is there one worse than that?
The game before where Victor Oladipo outscored the all starting five.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that was bad too.
Now that look, a 1-for-28 happens in basketball, but a bench guy doesn't outscore the whole starting five.
Well, Barry Jackson's telling you it doesn't happen. It's broke a record, Leroy. And by the way, so that's two records because that was a record too,
and not in a good way. It wasn't like Dallas pressuring the all-time 3 points in a game record. It was the other way, the Miami Heat trying to break an 0-for record.
I don't think this is what Eric Spoelstra meant when he said making a memory.
It's a nightmare, dude.
Here's Kyle Lowry on all the missed shots.
We do. You know, we've had a couple bad shooting games, but... You know, we've got good looks, and, you know, we got 45 threes off tonight. I mean, just didn't make any. I think we just got to continue to just keep working. It's the first of four, so, you know, we got to go into a hostile environment. You know, they'll be amped up, but, you know, I like what our team can do. I like, you know, our opportunity that we have, and we got to go in there and fight.
Is this not been the quietest you've seen Jimmy at a press conference?
Well, I mean, you know, I got some Jimmy. I mean, you want to hear from Jimmy?
No, but I'm just saying, he's really quiet.
Yeah, but they go up there. You got to, you know, here's Jimmy. He's saying that he still believes.
That anything is possible. We just know what we're capable of. We know we can play some really good basketball, and we know that we're going to play some really good basketball, and it's going to have to start. I'm in this next game up in Boston, but I just think that we know that we can win.
Yeah, okay.
I like it. I like it. Now, if they're going to win, they're going to need a lot more from this guy. Here's Bam. Here's Bam. I need to provide more for the Heat with Kyle and Jimmy Hurt.
I do. You know, like you said, they're banged up. You know, dudes is going through shooting struggles. So yeah, put it on me.
please. Just Bam.
I will put it on you, Bam.
We will put it on you because, you know, because then everyone's going to throw you in the trade machine because Joel Embiid's out here like a big flirt. Now, I'm not trading you, Bam. I never trade you for that porcelain bum. Never been to the conference finals. But I do need you to shoot like 20 times this next game, okay?
Please. Also, not those weird, almost like a hook shot, almost like a floater outside of the restricted area. Is Robert Williams the greatest defender of all time? Because I refuse to believe. Yeah, it's like a floater, but it's not like.
I didn't realize. Did you see when he blocked that 3-point shot? That PJ Tucker was through. Off the ground.
Nah. Robert Williams.
Yeah. Holy smoke!
So much for injured Robert Williams. The whole Boston team is fake.
They're a bunch of fakers.
Fakers.
All right. Y'all go ahead with that.
Pretenders.
Boston is a bunch of fakers. Jason Tatum's a fake star.
Bum.
All right. Jaylen Brown's better than him, by the way. I'm way more scared of Jaylen Brown than I am Jason Tatum, who only scores when they're up 10.
Stupid deuce.
He's out here. He's like, oh, yeah. I'll tell you how we should vote for all NBA. You know what? Do me a favor, Jason. Don't. It's a fake award anyway. Don't even put Jimmy Butler on NBA third team. Garbage.
Real quick on that. What doesn't make sense is we have no players who are all NBA. Yeah, we're in the Eastern Conference Finals, yet Eric Spoelstra is not considered for Coach of the Year. Like, what are we doing here?
Can't have it both ways. If the coach doesn't get acknowledgement, that means the players are really good.
Yeah, but if the players don't get acknowledgement.
If the players don't get acknowledged, then that means the coach must be really good.
Apparently not.
He'd have the only team that's in the Eastern Conference Final and nobody got no love.
Do you think that, well, last night's one of those nights where, like, Pat Riley goes up to Eric Spoelstra and brings him a bottle of wine. They sit down, and they talk about that brick house that was built.
Yeah. I mean, you're shocked. I know I am. Like, we've never seen this out of these guys. Like,
Strus is shocking. Is Strus hurt? What the hell?
Man, you called for him to have a big series, and I was there. I was waiting for it. I wanted it. He had a good shot.
But, he has the 1-3, yeah. Which was big onions, because I don't think they win that game without that 3.
I agree.
But I'm like, yeah, dude, where's the 5 from downtown for Max Strus? What the hell?
Yeah.
Do you get loose or do you not get loose?
I got to tell you, man, that Victor Oladipo is very handsy. He manages to get those balls. I mean, jeez.
Take a break. Back after this.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Miami Heat lose last night in the Eastern Conference Finals in Game 5, 93-80. We call this the decade full cycle. Time is a flat circle. All right. Just like it was in 2012, where he came back home, 2-2. Everybody thought Game 5, you'd right the ship. You did not. You went down 3-2, and you had to go to Boston for a must-win. Time is a flat circle, dude, all right? They said it in True Detective, and it's true now, all right? But now, it's Strus Detective. The detective is, where the hell's his shot? That's what the case is right now. I don't know. Let's get to some of your texts. 786-360-0079. Text on the ticket driven by Kendall Toyota and Wes Kendall Toyota. By the way, guy's texting in. He goes, you've never had real flan. And I said, I have. It stinks. And he says, where? From Pollo Tropical? No, dude. Listen, first of all, my in-laws are Cuban. Okay. So I've had it from like all walks of the family tree. All right. Father-in-law. Tias, tios, abuelas, abuelos. And guess what it all has in common? Flan sucks.
This hurts every time. Like, I agree. I'm not going to sit down and eat. Like, I can eat an entire, you know, tray of tres leches. But when it comes to flan, because of the texture, you know, I can only have that small little thing there and it's syrupy. I get where you may have some pushback on it. But to say that it's trash. Sucks. No way, dude.
It sucks, dude.
That's a cold take, dude.
It's the Kyle Lowry of desserts.
Not even sure how I feel about that because it's jiggly and round.
No, it just sucks.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I meant too. I wasn't. That's what I was talking about as well. But beyond that, I don't think it's like as bad as you're making it seem, dude. You're kind of going.
What's great about it? It's not that sweet. It's got a gelatinous flavor. It's like, is it like, it's like, I don't know what the outside is supposed to be. You know, like in the, and like, if you offered me for dessert, yeah. I hate vegetables. If you offered me broccoli or flan.
Yeah.
I'd take broccoli all day. You know, at least I feel like I'm doing something for my health.
Broccoli's
flan feels like it's clogging up my life. And also, it sucks.
All right. Well, you're hurting my feelings. So I'm going to move on from that and ask you about this circle of time thing. So we know what happened last time we were in this situation. You've been bringing it up since this morning. Who do you think is going to have their marquee performance here? You know, it was LeBron last time that had a career-changing performance. Who's going to be the one to go to Boston and turn it on?
I think it's going to be Bam.
Gotcha.
I believe in him. I think he is. He's already had one good game in Boston. He already won a game by himself on the road, basically, when Jimmy Butler got hurt. All right? I would not play Kyle Lowry. I think it's time to bench him.
Ooh.
I think it's time to say, hamstring, rest it up. Maybe he'll be back for the finals. I don't see the point in playing him.
In an elimination game? That's rough.
What's the point? I agree with you. He can't move. He can't shoot.
Yeah.
He's fouling all over the place. Now he can't stay in front of everybody.
He had zero assists, too. I thought that was crazy. Like, if you can't shoot, if you're not going to, like, zero
assists. I mean, it's not surprising he had zero assists, considering how bad they shot.
Yeah.
But even still, he is so unhealthy, and he's the tiniest guy in the court. What are we doing? Gabe Vincent is outplaying him by a mile. Jimmy Butler? All right. It's a different. Like, Jimmy Butler could be out there. He's still trying to stay in front of guys. You know, he can't get to the free throw line anymore. That's why it's going to be critical for Bam to put his head down, and he has to be, you know, the magic buzzword with him is aggressive. If they don't get a big game from Bam, they're not going to win. That's the facts. Like, if Bam can't give them at least 25 points, they can't win this game. But we've already seen it once, so I think they could do it. I know Robert Williams wasn't out for that game, but I do think that you saw some good moments from yesterday. I just don't understand what this thing is where you get to that third quarter and it's like he takes no shots. I don't get that. But I still think he's capable. I think he's capable. I think he showed a little bit of that way too late last night with some of the moves that he could put on him.
Yeah.
But that's the guy I'm relying on. Like, I got to rely on the healthiest guy. Their entire closing lineup is banged up. Jimmy's banged up. PJ's banged up. Tyler might not play. Probably isn't going to play. Kyle Lowry shouldn't play. So who else am I going to rely upon? But we have enough, dude. You going to call Eric Spoelstra a liar?
Never.
Go ahead. Call him a liar. Go ahead. I dare you.
Not
any of you.
Do it. Now.
And the Celtics team, you know, everybody's fawning over them. They're not that good. All right? They're getting a gift. A gift.
Played literally our two worst games of the entire season in the most critical times. Like
they'll chalk it up to some genius. It's luck. Go to hell. Here's Eric Spoelstra after the game.
You gotta enjoy this. You do. You know, every time you're going to have, if you want a breakthrough and punch a ticket to the finals, you're gonna have to do some ridiculously tough stuff. And getting on to Boston and figuring that out collectively, you know, those are the emotions and those breakthroughs that you have that you remember the rest of your life, you know, and bring this thing back on the 29th. You know, that's all we talked about in there.
Listen, I got to tell you something about this Eric Spoelstra. He may be crazy, okay? But I love him because his kind of crazy, he's already thinking about solutions, okay? I don't know what those are. I don't know what he's cooking up there. But best believe, he ain't Doc Rivers, okay? He's cooking up something. I believe in it. And everybody who's rats off a ship, listen, if you want to be rats off a ship, go ahead. But I'm taking note. I know who's rats off a ship. So if you're rats off a ship now, just remember, there's no place for you on the parade. You're banned. If you have a gut shirt and you're rats off a ship, turn it in. All right, go root for the Magic.
First pick, enjoy.
Go root for Franz Wagner. go ahead. But if you have the guts, you want to stick this out, you want to make a memory like Eric Spoelstra said, then do what you always say when you're dancing to Pepas in the fourth quarter. Pack your guts and meet me in Boston. I mean, figuratively, I'm not going up there. I'd never go up to that terrible city.
Wow, your boots on the ground have really expanded.
No, I would never go. It's already a, I was last night. I was boots on the ground, and there was a person sitting next to me on media row, and I'm like, yeah, this person's quiet. That's nice, professional. And then, like, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, just goes, I don't know if you noticed, but the Celtics are running away with it. I was like, what? Holy hell, O'Keefe. Well, you didn't say anything all game. And all of a sudden, they're like, hey, I don't know if you noticed, but we're blowing the doors off you.
Front runner.
Bum. It's fine, though. Go ahead. Have your little celebration for a 3-2 lead. You know who else celebrated that? Paul Pierce. Would that get him? I know. Heartbreak. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. Spo's cooking something up.
Spo has like a smirk on his face, too, as he's like discussing.
He's a little bit twisted.
Yeah.
And I mean that very lovingly because he's one of the greatest out there. You can tell that, like, because things look bleak, this is where he loves it the most because he is going to be in the film room basically every time he doesn't have to be around people today.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Is Leroy sleeping on the couch?
Hold on. Is he sleeping on the couch?
Is Leroy sleeping on the couch?
You know what?
Minus one.
That's appropriate. You know what?
I can't believe it, dude.
I can't believe it. So this guy gets on me. All right. I got home last night, 1 a.m. Okay. Didn't really fall asleep till 2 because I'm too wired from the game.
Yeah.
And he sleepy poos.
Jesus Christ, Leroy.
It's not even the second hour of the show. And he's, let me tell you something, Marcos.
Yeah.
He ain't waking up, dude.
No, he's gone.
He's gone. Well, Big Spoon does usually come in this segment, so yeah. Maybe Big Spoon will wake him up.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's snuggly wuggly right now. Dude, look at him.
He had his grapefruit. And look, he's taking it out.
He had his grapefruit. He is so sleepy right now.
Oh, he's scratching up. Leroy. Leroy, what the hell, Leroy? What are you doing over there?
Hey,
bro?
Good morning, sunshine. Good
morning, Leroy.
We were like, we were thinking to ourselves, you must have gotten breakfast.
I was like, man, he's taking longer than usual. Is he not coming back this segment? He was here the whole time.
Yeah. I looked up and I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Got me again.
usually the cord doesn't reach over there.
Oh, it didn't. We saw you put your headphones on.
It did not. Yeah.
You were snuggly wuggly. You were all bundled up.
You look comfy, dude. You looked really comfy.
It is a comfy couch.
It looked
comfy. Well, you can get yourself another 5 minutes because the segment's over. So we got to go to break.
Segment's done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.